There is a legal question about whether Democrat Abdul El-Sayed is eligible to run for governor. But one thing that is not a question is the fact that the question is not settled.
No matter how much the El-Sayed campaign might want to believe that that's the case.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of?
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Democrats are waiting on a decision from the Michigan Court of Claims. The issue, whether El-Sayed invalidated his Michigan voter registration by casting a ballot in New York in 2012.
The issue is not about residency, but about voter registration.
The Michigan Constitution says in order to be eligible to serve as governor, one must be a qualified elector in Michigan for 4 years.
People aren't supposed to be registered to vote in two places. So what happens when someone registered in Michigan registers and votes in another state?
Bridge Magazine first reported El-Sayed voted in New York in 2012.
That may have invalidated his voter registration here in Michigan. If that's the case, he would have been ineligible until he registered to vote again in Detroit in March of 2016.
Now a state court of claims judge is being asked to decide whether or not that's the case, and if so, that makes El-Sayed ineligible to serve as governor.
Democratic leaders were concerned enough about the uncertainty that they pushed El-Sayed to get a definitive answer. So the El-Sayed campaign took the question to the State Bureau of Elections by filing a lawsuit against the state.
The state's response this past week: you're suing the wrong party. We don't have a dog in this fight. State elections officials say it's not their job to interpret Michigan's constitution.
So the Elections Bureau is not going to do anything to keep El-Sayed from running or to keep his name off the ballot.
The El-Sayed campaign quickly claimed vindication, victory.
But if the Court of Claims goes with the state's position, all that does is to leave the question unsettled.
And if Democrats don't get this settled before the primary and El-Sayed wins on August 7th,
you can be sure that Republicans will challenge his eligibility.
That is the nightmare scenario.
Michigan Democratic Party Chair Brandon Dillon.
That a candidate wins the primary, and then even if they believe their eligibility is without question, that doesn't stop Republicans from tying up the case in the courts at a time when our candidate needs to be talking about how they can make the lives of Michigan people better.
And that's why Democrats want this definitively settled.
In the event of an El-Sayed nomination, Republicans would try to sow havoc with a legal challenge.
And the lingering controversy is no good for El-Sayed. As long as this question is hanging out there, it gives undecided Democrats a reason to look elsewhere.
Also, the controversy just drives a wedge between so-called establishment Democrats and progressives who are inspired by El-Sayed's candidacy.
The campaign is quick to call folks who raise this question establishment tools and worse.
It may be that El-Sayed prevails on the legal issue, but nothing right now about the politics of this question is working for the benefit of Democrats or for El-Sayed's campaign.
But Republicans are sure loving it.
Do you, oh yes, do you qualify?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.